I'd really like to get to know your story, so I've prepared about 10 questions. If you don't feel comfortable answering any of them, you don't have to answer.
Thank you.
Okay, I guess we'll just start with the first one. Could you tell me how you grew up?
I grew up with five brothers and two sisters and a mother and a father.
Yeah, so like what was it like growing up with that many siblings?
How were my parents? How was the family growing up, you mean?
Yeah.
My father was an alcoholic, so he was not really home a lot. You know, he'd take like a couple of months gone and then he'd come back. And then my mother, she worked. She had all of us, and then she took care of also some of our cousins.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. So, how did you come to experience homelessness?
I went through a separation, and I had gotten married, and we had a good deal on this house, and my siblings were supposed to help me, and they took the house for me. And after that, I started just being homeless. I didn't have like a steady home. And they, you know, my son and myself, we moved out, and it just became, you know, we would stay there, and then when they would get mad, they'd tell us we have to leave. These things just got hard.
Yeah. So, did you ever spend time in a shelter? If so, what was it?
No, never in a shelter.
Yeah, so like how was everyday life? How did you where did you live?
Well, you
How
know,
did you?
so, like, what do we do? Like, how do we get, what was like a day for us? Is that what you want to know? Okay, we get up really early to try to beat the people to be at the restaurant, you know, or we'd get up really early so we would be the first people at the park, you know, so people wouldn't see what we were doing. We were washing up, taking a shower in the restrooms. And then we would go to places where they weren't known, you know, we would go places where like nobody knew them, like not around our where we would go to school and stuff like that.
So how's like how did you care for yourself? So like where did you live during this time and things like that?
We'd stay sometimes like in a laundromat, the 24-hour laundromat. You know, I mean, we've experienced staying in the bathroom, park, restroom.
During this time, did anyone help you? And if so, how?
Did anyone what?
Did anyone help you, like, maybe like find places to go, just like try to help you out?
Yeah, I had a couple of people that I knew that it was just my daughter and myself, so they would like help us, or you know, they would try like, oh, stay here, or you could stay in this garage for like 2 days, or yeah, we did have some places like where we could go, or oh, look it, you know, my aunt's not gonna be here. You and your little girl could stay in their RV until, you know, stuff like that. Yes, I did.
So, you mentioned that you had a daughter. So how was it, did, how was that, was that more, did it make things more challenging?
You know what? It is. That's been, how can I tell you? I think that's what's one of my hardest things is trying to make it normal, like not to make it any different, you know? Like the other day, she went to the Dodger game.
Yeah.
And then when it comes time to drop her off, she's like, Mom, where do I tell him to drop me off at? You know?
Yeah. Okay, thank you for answering that question. So, during this time, how did you keep your spirits up?
Going to church.
So, like, were there people at the church that you, like, would talk to, especially knew well?
You know, not everybody knew what I was going through. You know?
Yeah. So, was that one of the biggest challenges you encountered, or were there other ones?
Excuse me?
So, what were some of the challenges you encountered during this time?
Challenges. I got a job.
Yeah, that's really good. So, that sounds really good. So what was, if you can tell me, so how did you find this job?
A girl from church.
So, yeah, I guess that leads into the next question. How are you doing right now?
You know, right now, I've been working, saved up, you know, a few money. And, you know, as a matter of fact, we're hoping that in 15 days, we'll have a home. Like, I filled out the application. The man has, you know, said we're good. My biggest challenge is we have a dog. I have a big Doberman Shepherd. And I've kept it because that's been our form of security, of protection. And, one of my biggest challenges was to find a place that would accept my dog.
Yeah, that sounds congratulations on finding a house. I hope that it all works out.
Thank you, young man.
All right, so what else would you like people to know about, just in general?
About being homeless?
Yeah.
You know, being homeless has taught me that not just because you have a hole in your shirt and you're dirty, you're homeless. You know, sometimes some well-dressed people with a nice car are homeless. And sometimes people don't realize, you know, that just me and my daughter, we don't dress like we're homeless. We try to just keep, you know, I don't want anybody to look down. And sometimes when people find out, they treat others different, but it shouldn't. It's not, there's homeless and there's mental homeless. You understand? And sometimes it just takes just somebody's faith. You know, you're having a bad day, but it'll get better. It means a lot to someone that doesn't have anything.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing your story with me today. It was really interesting, and I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, young man.
Okay. So hope you have a great weekend. Hope that the house works out.
And, I hope so. It's more a yes than a no. It's like 75. So I'll find out in 15 days. It'll be ready by the 10th. So I'm very excited because it's been a long time since we had a home. You know. Even though we're going with no furniture or anything, but it's a blessing just to have a roof. Thank you, young man, and I hope you...
Yeah, okay, thank you again, and have a great weekend.
You as well.